The staff in the De Beers diamond shop further along the street ought to have behaved with more caution, but instead the security doors were opened immediately and the guards politely stepped aside when the three bearded, impatient young men entered the shop. Two of them had guide dogs, and the third helped his friends across to the counter. The female assistant gave them a welcoming smile, her look full of friendliness. The men courteously said hello and asked to look at cut diamonds. Then, to reinforce their meaning, they whipped out their pistols and yelled,
"Give us the diamonds!"
The shop assistant and her colleagues reacted instinctively and discreetly started groping about for the alarm button. At the same time, they pulled out all the drawers with the shimmering diamonds. Their hands shook as they placed the diamonds on the counter. Two of the men pushed the guards up against the wall and disarmed them, while the third man quickly stuffed the diamonds into specially sewn collars worn by the guide dogs. The glimmering diamonds were quickly followed by a dark blue sapphire and some rough diamonds from the workshop that had not yet been cut. The robbers emptied the drawers and didn't notice when the assistant finally managed to press the alarm button. When the alarm sounded, they swept the last of the gemstones into the dog collars, then zipped them shut and hurried out. The last of the three men to leave had short-circuited the electrics so that the security doors would lock themselves after he stepped out the door. Out on the pavement, the three men took off their wigs but kept their sunglasses on. Then they calmly walked down the street as if nothing had happened. The trick with the guide dogs was something they'd used before. It worked well and made people less suspicious. Now the men just looked like completely ordinary pedestrians, and they leisurely went round the corner and into Hayes Street, where their car was parked. After 100 metres or so, they couldn't resist looking back to see if they were being followed, but in doing so, they took their attention off the path ahead and managed to bump right into a gang of pensioners who almost filled the whole pavement. The five elderly men and women were singing for all they were worth and took small, dance-like steps behind their Zimmer frames. All the robbers could do was stare at them.
"Watch up!"
Martha exclaimed, her English not being its best if she didn't have time to think. Then she and her elderly friends continued along the street towards the three men and their dogs, singing a jolly children's marching song. They'd sung in the same choir for 30 years, and they liked singing loudly and happily together. "We stride across the dewy mountains, tra-la-la," they sang in parts. And as always when they sang this song, they became a little sentimental and started to long for their home country. They were in their own little world, unaware of the goings-on around them. And they weren't in a hurry either, as Barbie had lots of exciting things to sniff at. Walking down the street, they'd passed lots of restaurants, casinos and jewellery shops, and Martha enjoyed it all. Las Vegas was a town for adventurers, and she and her friends belonged there.
"Move out the way!" shouted the men with the guide dogs.
"Why don't you move out the way?"
Martha responded, but backed up when one of the dogs in luminous yellow coats bared its teeth. Best to be friendly to the canine, she thought quickly, and fumbled in her bag for the Argentinian spicy sausage. Brains had had the same thought and was pulling out the pate. The big German shepherd ignored the delicacies, growled threateningly, and leapt across to try to bite Martha's leg. Thankfully, Brains managed to push his Zimmer frame in between them, and the next moment the dog got caught by its collar in the Walker basket. That was when Barbie reacted too. Confronted by the huge German shepherd, the little dog panicked, yapped rather pitifully, and pulled so hard on her lead that Christina lost her grip. Howling, little Barbie dashed away with her lead trailing after her, upon which the other guide dog, a black Labrador, also got loose and charged after her. Barbie was, one might add, a rather sweet little doggy, and to cap it all, was on heat.